You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Guess what I did this morning, Cherie?
Oh, what? Hid Lauren's chocolate?
Nah, I actually took Coralie, my little girl, I took her to Pacific Fair.
And
she's bored out of a tree.
That's not an essential trip?
Well, actually it is, because she was going there, and this comes direct from the Prime Minister. You said that even the Prime Minister said his wife, he goes, we need to only be going outside if it's for essential travel. For example, my wife this morning took our children out to the shops to buy jigsaw puzzles, and in these times of boredom, that is essential travel.
That's what the internet is for. You buy them online.
I took her to Pacific Fair today to buy board games. And guess what? There's no board games at Pacific Fair. Everything's sold out.
There's nothing there. Serious?
We went into Big W, completely sold out. Then we went into Kmart, completely sold out. It's just all sold out.
Really? I've got about four packing boxes, the big ones, full of all the kids' games from when they were little. Maybe I could make a mozza out of these.
You know what I ended up buying her? I went old school. I said, look, you're an only child. She's sitting at home by herself, poor little girl. And I'm like, okay, what do you want? And I'm going to buy you this thing. And she goes, what is it? And I said, believe me, you'll have fun with it. I said, if it was 1982, you'd be dead set stoked with this. I bought her a friggin' Rubik's Cube. I'm not joking.
$15. They're awesome. Hey, Boston is a fiend at Rubik's Cubes. 32 seconds.
Can he do it, Kenny?
Yeah, he's a little legend. I don't know who he gets it from. It's not from Pete and I, but he's a legend at Rubik's Cubes.
Mate, only way I could ever work out a Rubik's Cube, I'm okay to get one colour, maybe two colours, but I could never work the whole thing out. The only way I could work it all out was to break it to pieces and then piece it back together. But
there's actually a formula to follow.
The other one was, this is when you get real lazy, is when you just pick the stickers off and then put them back on. Remember that one?
I've got one of my brother's ones here. It's the triangle, the pyramid. And Boston said to me, why are some of them got stickers and some got nail polish? And I went, because I used to peel the stickers off so I could do it.
but here's the go, right? So all board games have gone, all jigsaw puzzles have gone.
Wow,
you can't buy them.
That's crazy.
But there's a story in the paper today, and if anyone can explain this one to me, I'd love to know the reason why. But they're saying that what is also selling like hotcakes at the moment are old school cameras. In other words, the ones that take film. Now, one out. Well, I've no idea why.
Then you've got to go out to get it developed, which is putting you out in public.
Can you even get them developed? Can you get
but then you've still got to go. You've got to go to JB Hi-Fi or somewhere like that to get them developed. That's crazy. Why?
I don't know. I'm really in a legitimate way intrigued as to why anyone looks at what's going on in the world at the moment with all the technology on hand at the moment with our phones, et cetera, where you've got cameras left, right and centre. Who's the person saying, I've got to go to film? Right now, I've got to get an old school film camera.
Wow, that's really crazy. Maybe they don't realise that you can download them off your phone and get them printed off there.
I don't know.
That's strange.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.